Hey friends, it's Lori here and welcome back to our channel. It is just going to be me in today's video. In today's video, I'm going to be sharing my mornings with my kiddos and how I fit everything in my quiet time with Jesus and reading the Bible, getting everybody ready for school, feeding my husband, and getting our day started. So let's get into it. All right, so my morning begins early. I do wake up early, between usually 5 to 5:15 is the time that I've been waking up for the last couple months now, and I've really been enjoying it. I head over to get the coffee going, and once the coffee is ready, I grab my cup, I fill it up, and I start making my way upstairs. And I've created a prayer corner in the office where Michelle and I work, and so I head over there first, and that's where I do my prayers. I swear I just kind of be quiet while I sip my coffee. I just talk to God. Sometimes I speak out loud, sometimes it's quietly, but I just start my day off in prayer. And then after I'm done praying, I get up and I head over to another table in the office where Michelle and I have set up, is where we actually study the Bible. And this has been really important to me. I have this dedicated space in my office where I can just study God's word and be in his word and be in his presence and learn and grow, and it's just really important to me. So in mornings I come over again, like I said, to my sacred place, and I spend my mornings with Jesus, and I'm reading the Bible. Right now when you watch this video, I am reading the book of Matthew, and I'm reading it chapter by chapter, verse by verse, which we mentioned in our How We're Reading the Bible plan, so you guys can check out that video if you want to hear more on that. But that's what I do every morning. Then I come over here and I do it. I be in his word, and I really appreciate and love this time. And this is an important time for me. I do make this a priority in my life, and my kids know that. As you can see here, I'm usually in here reading my Bible, and especially now with the time change, my kids are waking up a little earlier than they normally do. So now they come in a lot of mornings and they join me for my Bible studies, and I always make sure to let them know this, that this is mommy's quiet time with Jesus, and this is really important to mommy. And they can stay with me. I would love for them to stay with me and be here with me and watch me study the Bible, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. They want to go play, they want to go do something else, so then I ask them just to leave the room quietly, and then they are able to go down the hall and just play in their bedroom while mommy here, while I finish up my Bible study. Because it's just really important to me to set that example for my kids, is that mommy takes time, dedicated time. It's a priority in my life. I do feel like that's going to help them when they grow up to being adults, that they've seen this habit that mommy, or that they've seen this. I just feel like this is something that would be very beneficial for them to see. Because again, as parents, we're supposed to be the models for our kids. So I want to model that it's really important to start your day with God, study the word, be in the word on a daily basis, and pray and stuff like that. So I really like them. I love them when they come in and see that and do that. But I also, if they don't, I'm okay with that too, knowing that they know where mommy is too, in essence. So that is how it starts, and I would say it's about hour and a half is what I'm usually up here doing my prayer and drinking my coffee and reading and studying whatever chapter in the Bible I'm at. Then it's time for me, some mornings, it doesn't happen every morning, so it's like every once in a while, the kids are still sleeping by the time I'm done studying the Bible, so then I do get up and I go over to down to their bedroom, and I do wake them up and tell them, okay girls, you know, good morning, and reminding them of who they are in God's eyes and that God loves them, and say it's time to get ready for the day. It's going to be a great day, and I let them get ready. Then I go and get ready myself. Some mornings I put makeup on, other mornings I don't. I just kind of like roll out of bed and get things going, and then that's when I head downstairs. Downstairs, this is when I get their lunches ready, and Madison goes to school first, so my first focus is on making sure Madison is dressed. She has eaten breakfast and that her lunch is packed. And if I still have the time, then I start working on Lila. And Lila does like to come in the car with me. Since Gary is working from home during this whole COVID stuff, some mornings she doesn't come in the car with me, then he's able to watch her while I go take Madison to school. But I would say most mornings, little sister likes to come with big sister in the car. And it's just a lot of fun in the car ride. We pray a lot in the car. We just talk about God or things that's on their hearts. And I really enjoy that time with both of them. But like going back to the morning, So I'm making breakfast and packing lunches all at the same time, and I usually always try to make it a habit of preparing some of their snacks for their lunches the night before so I'm not so stressed out in the morning. I must admit, when she first started going back to school, Madison's school opened up and Lila's school opened up for in-person. Since they're at different times, I was a little bit stressed those first couple of weeks, and plus I also, Gary's been working from home, so I always like to make sure that he has food to eat as well. So I try to always make him a smoothie the night before, but some mornings I forget. But I would say most mornings I do have it ready to go, so that's one last thing I have to worry about in the morning. But I just packed their lunches, making sure, again, every kid has been dressed, fed, went to the bathroom, anything else that they need. If anything else they need for school, I try my best to make sure that they have it before we walk out the door. And of course, grabbing the mask this year is different. For a lot of parents who are going back to in-person, the grabbing the mask. And then I do my best to gather them all up. And this is where, depending on what time it is, this is where my stress level changes depending on if the kids are listening well and getting to the car. I would say for the most mornings they do. They do listen and they do get to the car. But every once in a while they have that morning where I just feel like we're going to be late. And I just start panicking, and I always remind myself, Lori, why worry? Everything's going to be okay. Just take a deep breath. You're overthinking things. Just be in the moment and work with your kids. So I have to always sometimes have a little talk with myself to get through it. But we get in the car, and then we just head to school. I told you, when Lila comes with me, I do pray in the car with my kids on the way to school. I like to make that a habit for them, is that we pray to God in the morning. And sometimes we listen to gospel music in the car. Sometimes we're just, you know, talking about things. Lately, Madison's getting to the age where she's starting to have more questions about things. So if she has a question, we kind of talk about it. And I also just kind of let them play and just be kids in the car as well. But I always do make sure I pray. And then I always bring a scripture in the car. Most mornings I read over that scripture while we wait in Madison's line to drop her off. So I really enjoy those moments as well. Just infusing their brains too with the Word of God and reminding themselves who created them and who they are in His eyes, and just, you know, praying to God for protection and guidance over them. It's just really important for me, and I really like them to see that as something that you just do, and it's just how you build up a relationship with your Heavenly Father, is that you talk to Him. So we do that in the morning with the car, and then I drop off Madison, and then it's just me and Lila that come back, and then Lila's school then starts an hour later. So we come back, and I usually, again, making sure that Lila has everything that she needs for school. I make sure her lunch is packed. If she wants anything else to eat, I usually do that for her. And this time also, too, I get about 45 minutes here of just alone time with Lila, which has been very, very important to me and very helpful to me. And then I also, and then Madison's school gets out an hour earlier than Lila's, and then I get about 45 minutes of alone time with Madison. So I feel like it's been really nice. I think as a mother, it's really important to have one-on-one time with each of your children. I think it does help them a lot. So I really enjoy those two moments of one in the morning to get Lila, and then the afternoon I get Madison before I get both kids again. So I just really been enjoying that. So my mornings, now that we've been doing it for a couple weeks now, I've gotten into a rhythm, into a schedule that it's not so stressful for me anymore. But I want to say at the start, it was a little bit stressful. So I know other moms out there can probably relate to that. But those are my morning. I just wanted to share with you how, as a mother, that I still make it. I think, again, as a follower of Christ, it's really important that we set time in our daily busy day to be with Him. And I think that's important for us then, because I see myself also, my ministry is to my kids, and I need to be a good example to my kids. And so I feel like them seeing mommy read the Bible and taking that time to do this is important. I just find, for me personally, starting my day with the Word and with prayer, it's been so beneficial for me. So I really love that. If you haven't done that yet, I just encourage you to try it out and just see how your day is and how you feel about your day. And of course, it's something that just happens over time. Your strength in Christ just grows and grows. And I just really value that time in my morning. So I really hope you guys enjoyed seeing a glimpse into my mornings now with two young kids. Right now they're at two different schools and they start at two different times. But we get it all together, and I just thank the Heavenly Father for giving me the strength to get through all this, patience to be there for both of my kids in the way that they need me to show up. And I just wanted to show you guys how I balance out setting time for God in the morning and also being there for my kids, and just making our days start and happen in the morning. So I really hope you guys have enjoyed a glimpse into what my mornings are like over here. And make sure to follow me and Michelle over on Instagram. It is Lori and Michelle, where you can get more of those in the moment stuff over there. So make sure you follow us over there if you haven't so already. It really means so much to me to have you here, to have your support. When you are here, you are Michelle and I's family. And so we just thank you so much for being on this journey with us. So thank you so much. We love you guys so much. God loves you, and we'll see you in the next video.